Wyoming. Think mountain peaks, rodeos, cowboy boots. Maybe not so much synagogues and rabbis. Fact is, there just aren't that many Jews in Wyoming and not many resources to serve them, which makes the state an untapped market for Zalman Mendelssohn. In the latest part of our series on young religious leaders, NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty spent time with one of Wyoming's few rabbis.
When Zalman Mendelssohn arrived in Jackson in May, the first thing he did was open up the phone book in search of Jewish names.
And I was finding a lot of wonderful German people living over here in Jackson.
But no Jews. And finding Jews in Wyoming is the young rabbi's mission. That and bringing them the traditions of their faith. So, undeterred, Mendelssohn put up a website, advertised events in the Jackson newspaper, and leveraged his most dramatic asset, his appearance.
I'm a walking advertisement for Judaism.
Mendelssohn wears a black suit, a black skullcap, and a full black beard. He's straight out of Central Casting, Warsaw rabbi, circa 1935. But Mendelssohn is only 26. He and his 21-year-old wife, Razi, are emissaries in the Chabad movement, in which young Orthodox Jews move to remote areas armed with their faith and rituals. What they found in this resort town, he says, is material wealth and spiritual hunger.
The soul wants godliness. The soul wants holiness. The soul wants Shabbos. The soul wants Torah. The soul wants doing kindness and goodness and mitzvahs.
And Mendelssohn's passion is to fulfill those spiritual needs. He provided Friday night services and Sabbath dinners. He brought in skullcaps and scrolls for doors called mezuzahs.
These are all things that became available all of a sudden that weren't here before.
Mendelssohn knows it's fine to offer these things, but unless people want to embrace their Jewish faith, all his efforts are meaningless. So he's trying to revive a yearning for Jewish spirituality and community, and he and Razi are doing it one challah at a time.
So this is just the way I package them, since I don't have a professional machine or any of that stuff.
Razi Mendelssohn slips 5 braided loaves of bread into Ziploc bags.
And then I'm going to put a label on the front. Zalman and Razi Mendelssohn wish you a tasty and peaceful Shabbos.
They call it 21st century rabbinic marketing. Every Friday morning, Zalman drops by the house of an unsuspecting Jew, fresh challah in hand.
Hello. Hello there. How are you, Reuben?
Come on in.
Thank you.
Reuben Tambor is one of the 500 or so Jews who live in Jackson year-round. Mendelssohn has come before. Tambor has always been cordial, nothing more, until today.
Somebody asked me if I knew a rabbi. Believe it or not. And
wow.
I wrote down the name.
I appreciate that, Reuben.
Tambor writes down the name and number and happily takes the challah.
Sure.
The two men chat, and before he wears out his welcome, the rabbi leaves for his next delivery. In the car, he breaks out in a grin.
This is the way it works. This is how we network, and I've been doing this for so many years, and it works.
And he's in it for the long haul.
This is a lifelong campaign. Doesn't stop after I've found 50 Jews. Doesn't stop after I found 100 Jews. It doesn't stop. It doesn't end. The campaign continues. Hello?
The rabbi's BlackBerry buzzes. It's a man who's vacationing with his family in the Tetons and read about Shabbat services on the website.
Shabbos lunch. You're welcome to join us for that. And we'll be starting at around 12:30 lunch.
That's wonderful. Thank you.
Mendelssohn gives directions to his home, then turns to me.
Barb, I'm not kidding at all. Every half hour, we get a phone call, an email, nonstop.
All this in just 3 months since settling in Jackson.
We're going to get started. Shalom, one and all.
About 30 people are milling around a hotel conference room in Jackson. It's the first Meet the Rabbi open house. After Mendelssohn introduces himself and explains his mission, he opens the floor.
Kat's question was, what is Chabad? It's a fantastic question.
More questions keep coming. What are your plans for Jackson? What kinds of classes do you teach? Do I have to be Orthodox to attend? Afterwards, over cookies and cake, several people say they appreciate the Mendelssohns reviving Jewish traditions in Jackson. Karen McQuillan is one of them.
It's very hard to live an observant life. There are a lot of sacrifices involved. Without people like Zalman and Razi, Judaism would disappear.
The Chabad rabbi is not the rabbi of Jackson Hole.
Lisa Finkelstein did not attend the open house. She serves on the board of Jackson Hole Jewish Community, a group of mainly Reform Jews that's been around for 30 years. She doesn't like Mendelssohn's style.
He contacts people on the phone, by their email, in parking lots. And we don't necessarily do that.
Nor are most Jews in the area as conservative as Mendelssohn's. Zalman always wears a yarmulke and declines to shake hands with women. Razi wears long skirts and spends much of her time cooking. The rabbi says they aren't out to convert people to Orthodox Judaism. But Jewish Community Board member Rachel Ravitz worries that the Mendelssohns may give people the wrong impression.
People in Wyoming might not necessarily know what a Jew is in the first place. And if they meet a Chabad rabbi, may not realize that he represents a certain sect of Judaism.
But the big problem, several people say privately, is competition. The new rabbi's outreach programs cost $11,000 to $12,000 a month, and if people start attending his congregation, their money will follow. But Razi Mendelssohn says having competition is a healthy thing.
It's kind of like, you know, when you have one store and then another store opens up, the first store is all mad, but the people are very happy because they get better bargains and better deals and they get more variety.
She's echoing the findings of sociologists who say that religions thrive in the United States precisely because they compete in the marketplace of ideas. And the Mendelssohns are grabbing market share, judging from the growing numbers coming to Shabbat dinner.
I've made two different types of gefilte fish. So that's for my first course. My second course is always chicken soup.
Razi is putting the finishing touches on tonight's meal. She laughs as she remembers their early days.
And our first week, we had one woman come, and she sat there through the whole service. And I said to Zalman, you know, in a couple years, she'll be telling people, when the rabbi started, I was the only one that came to services. And now look at how many people there are.
We'll start off with a short prayer. May he who blessed our fathers... Abraham,
a few minutes later, 11 people gather around the formal table, laden with food and wine. And it is this moment, this is the reason for all the planning and marketing and technology, bringing Jews back to Shabbat, to their community, and to the traditions that many of them have forgotten. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
Hu yaseh shalom aleinu.